CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa Ambe. First, the main point. The curtains have been drawn on the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition, with the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, reiterating the enormous contribution of the handicraft sector to the development of Cameroon. The 2024 edition of the Eat Free Holiday campaign has been launched in Yaoundé, with young people told to assist their peers shun deviant behaviors that can expose them to HIV/AIDS. Out of the country, Iran has vowed to avenge the killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh, whose death could delay efforts to bring a ceasefire in Gaza, given that he was a key player in the negotiations. And in sports, players and staff of Vulcan Football Club of the West Region say they will fly high the flag of the region at the national interpols that begin tomorrow. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Youths have been reminded of their role in assisting their peers desist from deviant behavior, consumption of drugs, alcohol, and other opiates which can expose them to be contaminated with HIV/AIDS. Public Health Minister Dr. Manauda Malashi gave the advice this Wednesday at the launch of the AIDS-Free Holiday Campaign in Yaoundé, where some 175 youths will be equipped with skills and key messages for the prevention of HIV/AIDS. Co-chairing the event organized by the Pan-African Organization, established by Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, Minister Manauda Malashi, Minister Mununa Futsu told the peer educators to be worthy ambassadors and screen at least 40,000 people for HIV and viral hepatitis B. Curtains of the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon have been drawn, with prizes awarded to outstanding craftspersons. Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Dangote, and the presence of state and diplomatic dignitaries officially closed the craft bazaar, where close to 1,000 handicraftsmen took part. Chief Dr. Joseph Dangote remarked that the development of craft sector is a priority which government intends to promote within the National Development Strategy 2020-2030. The 62nd day of the African Woman has been celebrated under the slogan "Women at the Heart of Reinforced Training, Technology and Innovation for Inclusive and Sustainable Education in Africa." During the ceremony, it came out that the lack of economic and social opportunities, academic and professional training, and equal access to leadership positions are some of the stumbling blocks limiting the emancipation of women in Africa. The ceremony was chaired by the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena Ondua. And the Prime Minister, Head of Government, has equally signed an order yesterday reorganizing the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the Northwest and Southwest regions. It is in a 10-page document of 24 articles detailing the role of stakeholders to render the plan more efficient and more participatory based on the realities on the field. By the document, the plan will now have a coordinator and not a national coordinator as before. There will be a greater participation of traditional rulers, with the president of the steering committee as the holder. Public Works Minister has appealed to public works experts, engineers from construction firms, and representatives of consulting officers to boost civil engineering efforts in order to meet the target set by the ministry to assist the country of modern road infrastructure by 2035. Minister Emmanuel Nganou Jumeisi made the request as he opened a one-day reflection forum at the National Advanced School of Public Works in Yaoundé today. The minister observed that 27 contracts were terminated between 2019 and 2024, showing down the overall performance of the ministry to deliver road projects on time. And this press release, the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Mutaze, informs the public that in compliance with the very high instructions of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, the State of Cameroon has successfully issued a bond to international investors on favorable terms amounting to $550 million, approximately 335 billion CFA francs. The mobilized resources will significantly contribute to clearing domestic debt, boosting SME activities, strengthening economic growth, enhancing private sector confidence in the state, and improving the business climate despite volatile market conditions, the confidence shown by international financial markets once again demonstrates Cameroon's credibility and ability to mobilize the investor community to finance its national development strategy. The closure of this operation in London from 29 to 31st July 2024 allowed the Minister of Finance and his delegation to exchange views with investors and rating agencies on the economic outlook and attractiveness of Cameroon, signed with Paul Mutasi. And we take you out of Cameroon, where Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh has been killed in an airstrike in Tehran. The death of the 62-year-old marks the end of the most senior Hamas leader to be assassinated since October 7th attacks. Israel is suspected to be behind, to have been masterminded the attack, and Iran, Hamas's crucial backer, vows to avenge Haniyeh's death. The incident escalates tension in the region and casts uncertainty over ceasefire talks between Hamas and Israel, as Haniyeh played a pivotal role in negotiations. And in sports, the four remaining athletes for Team Cameroon at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games have intensified preparations ahead of the respective disciplines. Grace Manuel Angelo in swimming, Richelle Sopimbela in judo, Emmanuel Eseme Alugwede and Linda Angono in athletics will all this weekend be competing for a place each into the next rounds of their respective disciplines. At the Games Village in Paris, the athletes are psychologically and morally ready to defend the nation's colors. No Cameroonian athlete is competing this Wednesday, with Richelle Sopimbela to complete next for Cameroon on Friday. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, has commended the handicraft workers and experts who took part in the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon for honouring and promoting the country's artistic know-how. Joseph John Gute was speaking to the Yaoundé during the closing ceremony of SIAC 2024, attended by members of government and those of the diplomatic corps, as well as technical partners. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam.
After 8 days of exhibition by close to 1,000 handicraft workers from Cameroon and a host of other countries, it's end time for the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon. During the closing ceremony presided by the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph John Gute, on behalf of the President of the Republic, special prizes were awarded to the authors of the best craft works in painting, woodworks, pottery, and other categories. The recommendations made from the scientific discussions of experts during the exhibition, which were presented to the Prime Minister during the ceremony, call on the government, technical partners, and financial partners of the handicraft sector to put in place programs for the development of the sector, of the handicraft sector, ease and accelerate the incorporation of digital technologies, and provide financial schemes to accompany craft persons, amongst others. In reply, the Prime Minister said the development of the crafts sector remains a priority for the government.
Given the potential of the craft sector, Cameroon's highest authorities have made a prudent choice by including it in the 2030 National Development Strategy. The goal is to foster a competitive and high-performance craft industry that enhances the living conditions of the craftsmen and contributes to the country's economic, social and cultural development.
The head of government went ahead to present concrete measures which the government has undertaken recently to develop the handicraft sector.
Efforts are ongoing to achieve the set of targets, which include increasing the share of the secondary sector in the gross domestic product to 36.8 by 2030. Increasing manufacturing value added from 14.5% in 2017 to 25% in 2030. Increasing the share of manufacturing exports to 54.5%.
Cameroon's gratitude to the handicraft workers and international delegations which took part in SIAC 2024 was presented through a medley portraying the cultures of the different participating countries. From the National Museum in Yaoundé, Christian Chiatam, CRTV.
Visitors at the 8th edition of the Cameroon International Handicrafts Exhibition have expressed satisfaction with the items exhibited, while praising the genuine interest and engagement of artisans. They add that SIAC has encouraged a remarkable resurgence of craftsmanship in Cameroon. College Jani.
Traditional dresses, music and dances reflecting the rich cultural heritage of Cameroon. Foods showcasing the culinary richness from the different regions of the country.
We have the coffee, the
Tia 2024 has been a spot for the exhibition of handmade products that are unique and rare.
I saw many interesting products, objects locally made by Cameroonians. Etching made from cassava flour.
Many who visited the handicraft fair at the National Museum in Yaoundé realized the crucial role of handicrafts in the economic development of the country.
Also being a platform to showcase what Cameroon can produce in terms of craft, as well as show investors that they can invest in the sector, and it's a sector that can be exploited. So absolutely, it's been an eye-opener in every domain. It's really been a sight to see and a great discovery, hoping to have it some other year again.
The appointment has been taken for the 9th edition to once more showcase the craftsmanship and creativity of artisans, as well as preserve the tangible and intangible cultural heritage of the country.
Colette Jani reporting. The functioning and reorganization of the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the northwest and southwest regions have been redefined following an order signed yesterday by the Prime Minister, head of government. The document falls in line with Cameroon's SND 30 development vision and is also expected to respond to grassroots aspirations in the two regions. Albert Njembonde has read through the document and reports on the major changes.
The general intention of the changes made is to render the presidential plan more efficient, more participatory, and guarantee a more harmonious and equitable execution of projects in the northwest and southwest regions, thus taking into account aspirations and criticisms raised by the local population. Unlike before, when the United Nations Development Programme was the sole implementing partner, the order signed by the Prime Minister Joseph Dion Goute gives room for other partners such as development missions, notably Soweda and Mindanao, as stipulated in Article 15. The President of the Steering Committee is the vote holder charged with a key responsibility to supervise the mobilization of resources. The plan will now have a coordinator and not a national coordinator as before, and with a deputy appointed by the Prime Minister, proposed and placed under the authority of the President of the Steering Committee. The order in Article 14 also takes into account the decentralization drive, with traditional rulers to be represented amongst members of the regional follow-up committees placed under the two regional governors. 108 projects are currently being executed in the northwest and southwest regions. This year, government intends to spend $35 billion in the two regions, with $25 billion CFA France earmarked for the presidential plan.
Albert Njembonde. The president of the Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadéra, has returned to Bangui after a 48-hour stopover in the economic capital, Douala. The president, who was on his way back from Europe, was accompanied to the Douala International Airport today by the governor of the littoral region, Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha Diboa. The 2024 edition of the AIDS-Free Holiday Campaign has been launched with calls for youths to stay away from all deviant behaviors. Co-chairing the heavily attended ceremony in the presence of the Executive Secretary of the African Synergy, organizers of the campaign were the Ministers of Public Health, Manauda Malashi, and of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu Ayimbide.
Punctuated by five key speeches, the heavily attended launching ceremony of this year's AIDS-Free Holidays campaign unfolded with a commitment to fight. One echoed by the representatives of the youths trained as peer educators to raise awareness among nearly 3.5 million young people in Cameroon and determined to help their mates make responsible choices to build a future without AIDS. A call re-echoed again by Minister Mununa Futsu, who galvanized the youths into singing the national anthem, evoking feelings of patriotism, which he said seems to be sinking among young people. In effect, drawing from last year's head of state's message to the youth, Minister Mununa Futsu said young people, including peer educators, should consider themselves as young ambassadors of FIRST, the message of the President of the Republic, who urged youths to raise awareness on rising moral depravity, and secondly, of the First Lady's perpetual fight to reduce HIV/AIDS among young people. A concern that has always been that of Mrs. Chantal Biya and her AIDS caravan of the African Synergy, now on for the past 2 decades. Efforts highly acknowledged by Minister Manauda Malashi, humbled to be part of an event unfolding under the canopy of Mrs. Chantal Biya and piloted by the Executive Secretary of African Synergy, Jean-Stéphane Biacha. And in one word, the Minister of Public Health enjoined the youths to steer away from all deviant behavior, noting that these render young people vulnerable to HIV infections before declaring officially opened the AIDS-Free Holidays campaign that will unfold nationwide under the theme No to Moral Deviances and Moral Deprivation, Yes to a Future Without HIV and AIDS.
Ayimbile reporting. According to the National AIDS Control Committee, more than 500,000 people in Cameroon are victims of HIV and drugs with a high prevalence rate among young people between the ages of 15 and 19 years. Jess Cliff Tata has the facts and figures.
Reports from the National AIDS Control Committee hold that as of 2018, a majority of those diagnosed with HIV are young people and women between the ages of 15 to 49 years compared to the men of the same age group, indicating that such statistics are drawn from 6 out of the 10 regions of Cameroon, notably the South, East, Adamawa, Northwest, Southwest, and Center region. To remedy the situation, the Cameroon government recently adopted a new strategy, the three-test method, still in its trial phase, operational already in 4 regions of the country, the Center, South, West, and Littoral, to reduce new infections, deaths, and stigma associated with HIV. Also, through the AIDS-Free Holidays campaign, launched this Wednesday in Yaoundé, the goal is to train more peer educators who can efficiently take care of HIV carriers and increase awareness among young people.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Experts in the public works construction chain in Cameroon have been reminded of the need to carry out projects efficiently in order to avoid a repeat of more than 27 contracts that were terminated between 2019 and 2024, blamed on inadequate professionalism. The Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganou Njumesi, was speaking during a meeting with public works experts, engineers from construction companies, and representatives of consulting firms. Patience Wingo.
The one-day exchange between the Minister of Public Works and stakeholders in the building and construction chain comes after the termination of 27 contracts between 2019 and 2024, excluding those stopped at the request of construction companies or consulting firms. This has been blamed on the amateurism of companies awarded key road projects without high-quality human and material resources as well as financial support. The public works experts, engineers from construction companies, and representatives of consulting firms have been drilled through presentations on aspects such as the current situation of the building and public works sector, financing the building and public works sector, knowledge of public contracts award procedures, plus requirements for the successful execution of public contracts, opening the forum, the Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Nganou Njomisi, said the ministry, in line with its 2020-2030 National Development Strategy Quota, must avail the country of a modern road network, including the rehabilitation of about 2,000 kilometers of earth roads nationwide. He emphasized that there will be no room for slow administrative procedures and corruption in the award of contracts, while stating that he counts on the efficiency of civil engineering companies to spur socioeconomic growth through the public works sector.
Patience Wingo reporting. Women have been challenged to embrace entrepreneurship and transform their challenges into opportunities in order to liberate their potential and break gender barriers. This was at the 62nd day of the African Woman, commemorated in Yaoundé today under the watchful eye of the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Bena-Ondoa, and also attended by the Secretary of State at the Ministry of Basic Education, Ashuri Kilo George Mwam.
Although significant progress has been made in the empowerment of women across Africa, some are still victims of domestic violence, discrimination, and other social ills. This is why, during her exposé on this year's theme, the gender focal point in the Ministry of Higher Education, Dr. Germaine Kenfak Epus-Mbonge, argued that more results would be achieved if emphasis is placed on female entrepreneurship.
The African woman has been an entrepreneur since ages. The problem lies in the fact that her entrepreneurship has been informal, and the need to get to formal entrepreneurship is pressing.
This, she adds, has to pass through professional training and increased financial support.
We are encouraging governments to fund small projects of women and students. Right now, the Ministry of Higher Education's vision is to make of every student an entrepreneur.
On the sidelines of the event, which unfolded at the National Advanced School of Engineering in Yaoundé, exhibition stands were mounted where the entrepreneurial prowess and social activities of some women were displayed. Focus this year is on finding innovative strategies to enable women receive appropriate education, for as the saying goes, if you educate a woman, you educate a nation.
George Mwam. Officials of the Douala City Council say they are scheming measures to avoid the anarchical use of parking spaces by car owners. They add that implementing the law of the General Code of Decentralized Territorial Collectivities will address the unavailability of parking lots. Madonkwele Bezatia.
The management of parking lots in Douala is a topic that has most times been the cause of many misunderstandings between the Douala City Council and vehicle owners. Another grievance noted is a conflict of jurisdiction between the City Council and other decentralized local authorities. Fortunately, there is a law on the General Code of Decentralized Local Authorities giving the City Council the upper hand. Dr. Mukete Ekume is the head of Legal Affairs and Litigation Division at the Douala City Council.
Bonhomme de personne.
Many people do not find it normal that they are required to pay parking fees. Parking fees are provided for by the law on local taxation. The order is a conflict of competence because the law on local taxation asks the question of who between the City Council and municipalities is to manage parking lots.
Les espaces de parking.
The officials are also in search of contractors to help manage parking spaces.
Ces intermédiaires.
The contractor will act as a fiscal intermediary responsible for identifying parking areas, assisting the city in their development, identifying users, and serving municipal revenue notice.
This initiative aims at greatly reducing urban disorders and optimizing tax revenues. Madonkwele Bezatia, CRTV News, Douala.
We stay in Douala, where progress made at the coordinated programming of the statistical operations of the CEMAC subregion has come under review at the 10th ordinary session of the Subregional Statistics Committee that ended in Douala Littoral Region. The event was chaired by the Commissioner in Charge of the Department of Economic and Monetary Policies, Nicolas Bayeme Ngima. Bidmia Atang Tabara can please that story from CRTV Littoral.
After taking stock of the progress of coordinated programming of the statistical operations in the sub-region, the committee remarked that the year 2025 is a pivotal year which will see the implementation of several activities within the SEMAC countries. During the workshop, the sub-regional statistics committee lauded the initiative of the technical and financial partners, notably the World Bank, which has already enabled five SEMAC member countries to start the implementation of the integrative program in South Africa, West and Central Africa. The new framework will be adopted at the next session of the United Nations Statistical Commission. The results will be presented at the end of this session next year. The committee also took into consideration the irrevocable closing date of the project, slated for December 2029. Bidmia Atangtabara, CRTV News, Douala.
The exploitation of bauxite in Cameroon will be boosted in the near future following the signing of a convention between the Cameroon Mining and Alumina Company, Camarco, and the government. Camarco is said to have been involved in the Minim Matap bauxite project since 2018, carrying out tests on possible extraction sites. Details with Ayujan Ashu.
Exploration activities that took off in December 2018 following the granting of a permit by the Cameroon government to the Cameroon Mining and Alumina Corporation are ongoing at the Matap bauxite deposit in Vina Division of the Damawa region of Cameroon, with 11 out of the 34 identified plateaus effectively tested. Jones Ashu, senior geologist.
We had a resource of over 500 million tons. With our exploration program, we were able to increase the resource to over 1 billion tons, from which a proven ore reserve was defined of over 108 million tons.
With 80% of the restrained technical staff on the site made up of Cameroonians, the formal signing of an exploitation deal opens new horizons for this subsidiary.
We are going to be mining over 50 million tons of bauxite.
Plateau Daniel stands out as the backbone of this venture, which would provide some 1,500 direct and indirect jobs with invaluable rip-offs for the local population.
There will be a socio-economic development of the region, the contribution to the broadening of tax base.
On the ground, administrative and traditional authorities are committed to facilitating the success of these giant projects. Matap, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
On to sports, players and staff of Vulcan Football Club of the West Region have pledged to win an Elite 2 ticket at the 2024 National Football Interpools that will run from the 1st to the 5th of August 2024 in Yaoundé. They were speaking as they were received in audience by the Governor of the West Region, Awafonkwo Augustine, who gave them his benediction for a great performance. Details with Isaac Gonkum of CRTV West in Bafoson.
Vulcan Football Club of Noon is poised to make history at the 2024 National Football Interpools in Yaoundé. The determination to impress and do better than last year, when they fell short of glory at the competition in Yaoundé, was manifest when they came to receive the blessings of the father of the region, Governor Awafonkwo Augustine. In his words of encouragement to the players and staff, Governor Awafonkwo Augustine said they will enjoy the full support of sons and daughters of the West region at the competition. He therefore prescribed discipline, teamwork and solidarity as the sure panacea to bring back the precious Elite 2 tickets at the end of the tournament. Words received with gratitude by players and staff of Vulcan FC of Noon, who in turn promised to do their utmost to put smiles on the face of their governor and the entire region. Vulcan FC of Noon is lodged in Pool B alongside Crimi FC of Garoua, Atlantic Sports Academy of the South Region, Girondin FC of Ngaoundéré, and Boya United from the Southwest Region. Vulcan FC is expected to take on Girondin FC of Ngaoundéré in their first outing Thursday, August 1 from 3 p.m. at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And be here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Ariel Olivia Soa.
Bon après-midi, Manka.
Au nom du président de la République, le premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph Diangouté, a présidé cette matinée la cérémonie de clôture officielle du CIARC 2024, la 8e édition du Salon international de l'artisanat du Cameroun. Le premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph Diangouté, a signé hier un arrêté portant réorganisation du plan présidentiel de reconstruction et de développement des régions du Nord-Ouest et du Sud-Ouest. Une ouverture pour les partenaires financiers. La 22e édition de Vacances sans Sida a été lancée ce mercredi à Yaoundé, au siège des synergies africaines. Le thème de l'édition 2024 s'inspire du message du chef de l'État adressé à la jeunesse le 10 février dernier, à savoir non aux déviances et à la dépravation des mœurs, oui à un avenir sans VIH-Sida. La cérémonie de Yaoundé était coprésidée par le ministre de la Jeunesse et de l'Éducation civique, Mounouna Foutsou, et le ministre de la Santé publique, Manaouda Malachi. La gestion des parking fait problème dans la ville de Douala. L'insuffisance de ces espaces aménagés pour véhicules est un état des choses qui entraîne des stationnements abusifs. Pour gérer ce phénomène, la communauté urbaine de Douala est à la recherche des partenaires privés. En sport, tournoi Interpool 2024, Volcan FC du Noun. Le représentant de la région de l'Ouest a pour ambition retrouver l'élite tout la saison prochaine. Et c'est la fin de ce condensé.